I'm Nicole Slaughter Graham, a USF St. Petersburg student, and this is University Beat.
One of the 36 slaves owned by Joseph McAfee Jayne Sr., Big George was 28 years old in 1854 and worth $1,200. He was not the best cotton picker, that was usually Adams or Amon, but he always took the lead in the laborious tasks of the lay-by season between December and March.
That was Professor Erin Stewart Malden reading from her new book, Unredeemed Land, An Environmental History of Civil War and Emancipation in the Cotton South. The book explores how expansive environmental changes after the Civil War had deep and lasting impact on the rural South and the people who lived there. Welcome to University Beat, Dr. Malden.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
Tell me a little more about how this project came about.
Well, this book is based on my dissertation. And so I first conceived of the project while I was in graduate school in a meeting of U.S. political history where we were talking about Reconstruction. And I realized that, you know, I'm an environmental historian, but no environmental historian is writing about Reconstruction in the South.
In the title of your book, you call the changes to the landscape after the Civil War and environmental history. Can you elaborate on what environmental history means?
At its simplest, it is the study of the interaction between humankind and nature in the past. I'm concerned with material environmental change, the way humans alter the landscape and what that does to shape human economies.
So it seems like this is really the first book that explores how the Civil War affected the land. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm lucky to be living in a moment where there's a lot of attention being paid to the environmental history of the Civil War itself. What I do is ask the, well, what happened next question, because surely environmental change didn't stop in 1865. But in order to sort of see how the Civil War and emancipation fit in the larger trajectory of the development of the Southern agricultural economy, you have to look at the big picture. So I start in 1840 to try to set sort of a baseline for how things were before so that we can better judge what the changes were that come later.
You have a lot of firsthand stories from enslaved people and landowners from the time period. How did you find them?
A lot of time spent in archives, mostly in the South. You look at farm journals and plantation records, ledgers kept of the amount of cotton that slaves picked, receipts for slaves, receipts for farm equipment, diaries, journals, and labor contracts made for sharecroppers or tenants.
So it's almost like an investigative process.
Oh, that's exactly what history is. It's detective work. And it's making big arguments from sometimes very small individual sources and lives.
You mentioned that there are parallels between wars of the past in America and the current wars in the Middle East. Can you talk about that a little more?
The agricultural sector of Syria, which thrived beforehand, has been truly devastated on a scale that perhaps many areas of the U.S. South did not see in the 19th century. Nevertheless, there are definite parallels between the relationship of food security and social instability and the damage to the natural landscape and how the people who live there are going to be able to recover.
Who would you like to see reading this book and why?
I think anybody who's interested in the history of the South and particularly in the rural South during this really chaotic, crucial period. It is an environmental history, but it's not terribly sciencey.
Erin Stewart Malden, USF Assistant Professor, thanks for joining us on University Beat.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
For more about her book, Unredeemed Land, visit our website at wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Nicole Slaughter Graham.